It was a very misty morning, I remember.
For Armand Soldin, a photographer for Agence France-Presse, it was a day he'll never forget.
We went there actually when we heard the news that they found more than 400 graves outside the cemetery in Izyum.
Nastya Stanko, a Ukrainian journalist, was there as well.
In one grave, we found 17 bodies.
And Soldin said this was not a place where people were laid to rest with dignity.
Yesterday, by my eyes, I saw actually the exhumation of a former soldier.
And he and others had been tortured.
Hands tied in front, and he had his pants lowered.
Grieving survivors combed through the wreckage of the town after the Russian troops left, many of them carrying heavy burdens and grudges.
So we found this man called Mikhailo, who is 68. He was actually still in the hospital nearby.
He had been beaten badly, arm broken, kidneys damaged. He left the hospital, took them to a nearby torture chamber, and told his story.
He heard a lot of shouting, a lot of screams. There were women, men, that there was a lot of coming and going, that beating with the metal bar. He spoke about electricity.
People were detained so long, they lost track of time.
We saw like a proper calendar marks on the wall indicating the days for the prisoners to keep track.
In my next report,
we are not afraid.
Ukraine fights back. JJ Green, WTOP News.